ladies and gentlemen, another episode of 3Y Podcast EG3 is back. Yes, Eddie Greer III coming to you on the Sunday, of March 10th, 2024. The 3Y Podcast EG3, all about what's going on in the latest adventures of running, among other things here. I'm recording, I'm fresh off of the Scott Green's 300th race, the Beard 5K in 10K. Before we get into that, obviously, I've been getting some new followers on the podcast. I probably should start from the top. This was a NASCAR podcast originally several years back. This has been my baby podcast since going back to Kansas State, working for student radio station back in Manhattan, Kansas, the Wildcat 91.9, who is, they're drumming up some big things right now themselves, which I'm going to be a part of that, but that's for a later time there. So I wanted to bring a little summary to how this came about. And then, of course, it translated on to the postcast of running events around here in KC, among other things as well. So that's just a tidbit of what's happening with this podcast. And we're going to talk about two races, probably, actually, might go off topic a little bit, talk about K-State a little bit, as they're still, both teams are still playing in the Big 12 tournament here in Kansas City. Before getting that, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. Appreciate it. have been getting quite a bit of followers here for the show, so I appreciate that as well. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Player FM, wherever you get your podcast there. So if this is your first time listening to this particular podcast, the EG3 podcast, appreciate it for stopping by and giving us a listen. This will come out tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. I have it scheduled already out, so we'll see about that. But either way, it'll come out on Monday, March 11th, when you listen to this there as well. So make sure you subscribe and tell a fellow friend if they like running or they're involved with the running community in some shape or fashion. Please get them up to speed about the 3Y Podcast with EG3. And yeah, we'll go from there. All right. So, yep, it was a week ago I recorded a podcast there. So if you have not listened to that, please go check that out as well, where I talk briefly, and this will probably be a good transition to reiterate that. I did talk about a little bit about the previous race, including shout-outs to those who ran the Little Rock Marathon, more importantly, and there were a few that ran a half there as well, but more importantly, those first-timers, the KC Running Club 1.0, that I'm going to call them, the group I'm with now, 2.0, KC Running Club 2.0. That's where I'm currently in right now. But I've been double dabbling in and out of both as well. That's been kind of the theme this weekend. And I really should have just ran one race. But again, we'll get to that in just a moment. But still, it was so much fun to be a part of what just took place with the Bearded Run out in Shawnee Mission Park. That was the second time that I've run out there. The first time I ran out there was a month and a half ago or so with the Kansas City Smoke, some of the Kansas City Smoke people that I am a part of there here in Kansas City, Missouri as well. That I joined the team last fall, so I'm part of that. So I'm trying to draw up something possibly with them down the line as well, trying to put these two podcasts together. Well, it's not KC Smoke doesn't have a podcast, but I'm trying to integrate the two, my podcast with the KC Smoke, something along the lines of that. But that's still a work in progress there. I have to talk to a couple of folks over there about that, more detail on that. But yeah, KC Smoke guys and gals, they're out there. I put in, I think I remember correctly, 10 miles out there. Holy smokes. It is super hilly. And people that told me that have run that course or have run out there more periodically than I do, because I'm over here in the Missouri side. So I'm not over there in the Kansas side. I'm over here in the Missouri side, okay? So, and today just got done and got done with the, more importantly, Scott Green, the local legend. Running legend there, going through his fight right now. We all know what that is. Crossed the finish line. What an emotional moment that was there. Wanted to get the 300. He did. 300th career race for Scott. Finished it. I had an opportunity last summer at Flash Dash. Me and my brother Alex had an opportunity to talk with him. I think it was before his diagnosis. I can't remember. I can't remember if it was before or after that. But we had a chance to chat with him a little bit. Took a picture with him and all that. Alex is a little bit more closer to him than I am. But he is definitely a local legend, and we need to have him and his family in your prayers still. So even after a tremendous effort put on by the Midwest Endurance people to put this together, this was kind of a last, from the outside looking in, this was kind of a last minute put together. I believe some of the running company folks wanted to get something to put together for Scott, knowing the situation, okay? So that was very, very nice of them to do that. And pretty good turnout for this race out there, 5K and 10K out there. And this was, I don't want to rain down parade for a second, but I think one thing, I mean, I thought the parking would be much more of an issue, but it was not. Thank goodness, okay, because Matt does something like this. You should be prepared that there's going to be a lot of people, no matter who it is, whether it's a Scott Green or maybe even one of your family members or maybe one of your best friends going through something like this. It should be expected that, hey, everyone wants to come out and support to you and all that. And that's one of the great things about Kansas City, this running community. It's one big, gigantic family. We care for one another. So it was very, very special to be such a small part of that, of this journey for Scott. He came across that line there. Everyone lining up, left, right, bringing him home. And I was on the back end. So I got a couple of pictures. Now I haven't actually looked through them yet. Again, I'm fresh coming off of this race. So I'm going back through. And by the way, again, sorry for the ADD, but again, there are so many good pictures from this weekend. Of course, from my little squad. Maybe I might have to come up with a interim nickname for my crew, my little crew. I might just have to steal. I'll actually get into that here in a second. But yeah, I was on the backside of him coming in. Of course, Tom Johnson leading the way there. One of his best friends there. And of course, wife Faye and everyone else there walking with him, crossing the line. And it's been going on for him for the last couple of races there as well. So sorry, I'm getting text messages there. I have to answer those later. But yeah, so, or actually during intermission. But anyways, look, you have that going on there as well. Everyone coming to clapping him in. That was awesome there as well. So yeah, so I'm getting sidetracked a little bit. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3 fresh from the Bearded 5 and 10K. And I originally did the 5K there. Was going to do the 5K, but instead maybe should have stuck with the 5K. But turns out, yes, I went into peer pressure, did a 10K, and came in third. This is coming off of a PR race out in Westport yesterday. And yeah, I felt the legs felt it today, man. I did not have, I wanted to go out and say one of my best races, but definitely one of the tougher for sure. Going in here, like warming up, like, I don't think I'm gonna have it today. So I kind of already knew. I just had to battle out. It's one of these deals that you just gotta tough it out, do the best you can. And shout out to Shane getting it done. Got the W today in the 10K there over Scott. And then me and Jesse just ran with each other pretty much for majority of the race today, which was really good. We could see Shane and Scott for majority of the way, probably to the last mile and a half, they got away as well. So I wonder, what if the situation's there? I was kind of sort of getting Shane a hard time there, but I'm glad that he was able to sprint off away from Scott there. If anybody were to win, it would be one of my teammates, kind of a football or a baseball type deal there. What you want someone else to, if you can't go up there and win, you want someone else to win it. And Shane did that. I think it was a 37-23. It was very nipped and tucked. Because me and Jesse had a good view of it from third and fourth. I was fourth for majority, dropped back behind Jesse for majority of it, but I hung tough there and saw the finish line there, saw the uphill, which we started out with because 20 squad, we're going to roll with that. I told you, that's going to be the interim nickname for our little squad here. Shout out to Jesse, Shane, Haley, and Carolyn for just a good another solid weekend. But yeah, when we started out going up the hill, and basically I could hear the music playing, and it didn't hurt. You know, it's coming off the race yesterday, Westport. It didn't hurt going uphill. It hurt going downhill. So I was struggling on the downhill. Again, I've said this here and there at a time or two, either was on this podcast or my other podcast, K-State podcast. But I think it was more downhill than the uphill. Uphill has been more of my strength, and I was staying with them on the uphill. Now, downhill, that was a struggle because I can feel every inch of pain in the quads. In the quads there as well. So yeah, it was a battle. That a theme for Scott. Definitely a battle, but was able to kind of pull up on Jesse there and just kind of just, all right, one foot in front of the other and just get up the hill and get to the finish line. So did that, but Jesse ran a great race too as well. So yeah, it was a pretty nip and tuck battle there because Shane and Scott, they're going back and forth there for a while. We had a front view of this from third and fourth there as well. So there was a 5K there as well, and I believe both distances were short. So again, the theme of the weekend rounded out to either 3.1. Well, yesterday's was 4.0 miles. Today I had to get to 10K, so it's like you're at 5.97. So like, yeah, let's just try to get to 6.2. You're feeling every pain from the quads there. So definitely was one of the tougher races there because originally I had not wanted to do the Westport. Got talked into doing that. It ended up PRing, which I'll get to in the second half of this podcast there, rolling, and I paid for it today in this race. But hey, still, I'm top three today in a PR top five, another top five finish in one of the more popular races in Kansas City. It can't go wrong. So EG3 didn't win anything, but got a podium spot for the Beer 10K and a PR, a blazing fast PR. Now, again, it was a little short, but still, so I probably would have PR'd anyway to where I was going because that, we were all moving yesterday, but everyone did a solid job. And I was just glad to get to the finish because I think halfway, I was like, man, struggling a little bit. It's like, I don't think I'm going to get there. But luckily, thank goodness, there was a big gap between me, fourth place and fifth, which had a good distance there as well. So all in all, success there. I don't know why I didn't stop that. So the beard 5 and 10Ks in the books there. And now I'm going to have to rest up and get ready for next weekend, which is only one race, which is a fast mile. I'll get to that in the back end of the show there as well. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3. We're actually going to step aside here for a little intermission break. When we come back, I will talk about Westport and K-State. At the moment, I'm recording this podcast right now because, look, the women's basketball team, and some people care about K-State, some people don't, but that's okay because I'm going to roll with it anyway because I'm a K-State alum. women's basketball team beat West Virginia last night, and then the men, I think, advanced too. I don't know who the men are playing, but that's where we sit at right now as I record this podcast. So we'll come back on the other side of this intermission break. We will talk Westport after this. You're just in the 3-Y podcast of EG3. We'll take a break after this. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Back for this current episode, Scott Reed episode of 3-Y podcast EG3. Yeah, I had to take an intermission. They had to take care of some business there. Recording on this Sunday, March 10th, 2024. And we talked about the beer 10K, which I'm fresh off of that. So that is in the rear view mirror. But again, it'd be appreciated if you keep the Green family in your prayers still, as Scott continues his ongoing battle. So definitely there. I'll be thinking about you in your prayers for sure. The Westport, no easy transition though from the Westport 4-miler, which happened yesterday, and the big PR. I was not expecting the PR this race. And I was not sure how it's going to do, to be quite honest. I've run against some of these runners already this year, and we were flat flying. I mean, just flat flying now. Obviously, after the race, there were some issues with the scoring line, or what I'm going to call it, the timing line, because they had elites go, because look, they didn't have it on registration, elites and other people. They just announced it. Okay, so elites will start at 10, and then like 40 seconds later, they'll have the rest of the other crowd go, whatever. So there was some complaints about the time chipping issue, whatnot, but you know, hey, it's I'm not gonna explain any further than that. You'll just have to figure it out on your own on that one. But hey, it's kind of a hit and miss type of deal, whatever. But yesterday's race was a barn burner. PR is my fast 4-mile was 23 something. I know for a fact. I had to double check it. Then I was even sure when I crossed the line. I looked to my left, and that's what I had the scoring monitor, the timing scoring monitor there. It said 22. I said, what? Hey, they ain't right. That's not right. Let's get your legs underneath you for a minute. Okay? Right? So, after milling around, getting to 4, because again, like I said in the first half of the pod, I was short. Really short all weekend with the actual distances. So, this one was, 3.77, something like that. So, yeah. So, absolutely. So, now, go to scores monitor and type in the bib number to see what you got and everything else like that. And it was pretty accurate. Like, there's no way. But even so, I still had technically a quarter mile left. So it could have been a PR anyways, but I was like, man. So going to AtLinks, it says 22:20, which we're going to roll with that. But it could have been sub 23 anyways, because yeah, I was moving, started mid-pack, middle of the pack of the elites, worked my way, and I thought I was going to be stuck back there because I didn't get off to the best start there. Now, I kind of like to lag back a little bit, and I'm having this little bit of a sort of a fun little run battle between me, and I got to give this young lady a shout out here on this podcast that we dapped it up yesterday after the race. But Christina Sharp, I tried to play the reverse game on her this time, right? Because I got her, had her beat. What was it? It wasn't Battle of Bean. It was Kickoff 5K, and then had her beat again, Sweetheart. Because she's the person that's been right behind me in these 5Ks, okay? And this time around, but she was on another level. yesterday. So started behind her. I wanted to keep my sights on her because I guess at this point we run the same pace. So, and very quick, she can move. So she got through. I followed her through traffic. Well, she started out fast, so I started off slow. So to get to her, I had to get around a pack who I don't think they were even supposed to be up there, but that's beside the point. So moved around Mitch, then got to the squabble of guys, passed them, and tried to close on the front runners. Okay, so that's what I did there. It ended up passing on the back end one of the other smoke guys, Casey Smoke guys, my so-and-so quote-unquote teammate, right? So passed him, coming toward the final mile, passed him to dispose of him. Then, yeah, as I was working my way towards the top five, Christina just got away. I mean, she was moving. I could see her just catching up to one of the other runners who finished ahead of me. I think it was like a Trey Turner or something like his name was Trey or something like that. Yeah, Trey Turner or Trey. I might have got his last name wrong, but it is what it is. But but yeah, I was getting close to the fourth place. I could have run into fourth place person down because I had a little something in the tank. But with me racing this race today, I'm just going to keep it on in neutral mode and just coast it on home. So I did that. Yeah, Christina finished third and I finished fifth. Yeah, but I could see Christina the whole way. There's just no question about that. I could have just pulled up on fourth. I could have just put, because it looked like from where I was looking at, from my vantage point anyways, coming down the hill, going up the last hill, coming down to the front hill chute, look, his running form was struggling a little bit. So I don't know how he managed to hold on, but he did. I managed to just hold steady with my pace and everything, just not trying to overdo it. And just bring it home, and I was absolutely stunned that I pulled that off as well. So I'm happy with the run. I'm happy with that. I don't know. Me and Westport had some good races. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the uphills. I don't know, because I paid for it today for sure. But yeah, it was a solid race. Good turnout. Solid turnout as always over there at that place. I love the downhill finish of Westport. That's what I miss about the old Kansas City Garmin Marathon, half/full marathon. When I first got back into running, it was at an old location. I can't think of the exact location right now, top of my head. But look, the downhill finish of that half marathon, the KC Garmin half, the old version, that was fun. That was the only time I did it. They got rid of it and moved it to another location where now you're finishing pretty much uphill instead of going downhill finish. Everyone loves those downhill finishes, okay? So that's what I love about Westport. I don't know, because I was definitely out on Westport to focus on trying to win this race today, which obviously I already said I did not win, but got podium finish, top three, third place today, the Beard 10K, okay, at Shawnee, Kansas. And then yesterday, top five again. I don't know what it is. I've been racking these top fives up here to start off 2024. So it was good. It was a solid race, man. So for sure. But I just got to keep pulling them down. Just do the best I can. When it's time to go, it's time to go. When it's not, it's not. This is just the way I roll, man. Mm-hmm. Now nowadays. So look, I mean, it's fun seeing running into friends, all that, wearing green, like I've seen all weekend, and it don't stop, actually, because I gotta go to Lawrence, travel out back out to Kansas next week and run the Irish Mile presented by Saucony. I cannot wait. I signed up for this race last year, and This race landed on a Friday, so I was planning on going. I got called out for it, not going. Work wanted me to stay put. They needed me at work, so I was gonna work a couple hours and then make my trip, made to Lawrence, and hop on into this thing. And then, but it's like, we're shorthanded. We need you in at work. We need you to work the full day. So I was bummed that I wasn't able to compete this time around. I am, because it falls on a weekend, falls on a Sunday, March 17th, going down in Lawrence. Cannot wait to get back out there. Of course, yes, I have a lot of ties out there for obvious reasons. Not Lawrence, but Manhattan, because I'm going to be making that trip out there next weekend, not for racing purposes, but yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be a little bit more fresher, I think, coming off of these races. Now I'm okay right now, but it's gonna be the aftermath that's gonna really ding me up tomorrow. So I'm probably gonna take maybe possibly a couple of rest days, probably maybe Monday, Tuesday, rest up a little bit, and then get a couple of easy runs in before throwing down the gauntlet in Lawrence for sure. See what I can do on the road, because the last time I did a mile was the Kansas City Metro Mile Championships. That was so much fun. That was so much fun, that race. And of course, Noah Stevenson. Shout out my guy Noah. His bid for sub-4 continues, but Noah is going to be in this race next weekend. Me, myself, another good miler is going to be in there from the Smoke Crew, KC Smoke Crew. not the Smoke Crew, but the KC Smoke Crew will be there, and I think a few others are going to be there as well. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I just bought my new Saucony's. Yes, I bought my Saucony's yesterday. And that's enough money to me to spend because until my next payday. But absolutely, man, I'm looking forward to it. Getting down that strip, Massachusetts Street, which is AKA Mass Street. So I'm looking forward to this, man. Going back to that night, KC Metro Championships. I think my race was one of the best because it was tight knit. Now, obviously, you're on the track, so this is not the road mile. This is on track there, so which I come from a track background. For those that don't know that or listen to the podcast for the very first time, I come from a track background, so distancing was not in the future. Even though a lot of cross country guys at my first high school tried to get me to run cross country, I said nope, hell no, I'm not gonna do that. Because I was playing football at the time, so football and cross country, they're in the same fall season, okay? So there's no way unless you're really talented and can juggle both of those. I'm like, you're young, okay, you can do that. But I was too much focused heavy on football, and I was a starter. So there's no way that football coach was going to let me run cross country, and I was disinterested in that. Now look at me. A lot of years later, right? But yeah, so this was on the track. This mile race next week will be totally different. This will be right down on the road. So I'm anxious to see how I'm going to do. I'm not going to put it out there. I'm going to see how I do because got sub-5 that night because it was nip and tuck because we could have all just surged up there and win that. That was completely up for grabs. And besides, that guy, what was he doing jumping out there acting like it was a 400 meter? But kudos to him, though, because we were all, me, Alex, a couple other people, we were just talking about how this dude, this one random guy, and he was seated 21st or something like that, 20th, 19th or 20th, something like that, and he just started jumping out there like acting like it's one lap. Dude, it's four laps, man. Chill out. Until like the last 200 or last 300. Then go. But he apparently was in a hurry. So, and then the big pack just swallowed him up. But he held on for a second place finish there. Because the eventual winner ran him down and he was in very top good shape. So, speaking of which, I don't think I'm going to do it this year. Because of the fact that I got Fargo coming up, and I'm really trying to cut out these races out. I'll talk about Chicago. I'll talk about Chicago down the line in the future of this podcast. But I'm trying to really, I really want to do well at Chicago because I'm not this racing. This me and Noah talking about it a while back. Like, this ain't you. This ain't you running every weekend. We know to catch you where the big races happen. Yep. That's me. That's me right there. EG3. You good old Fast Eddie, man. But I've already signed up for some of these, and I'm going to let it play out. So that's how I pay for these. So I'm going to do what I can. So, but after Fargo, yeah, I'm going to be planning. I'll still race, but it won't be much as it is right now. Heck no. Especially how I'm feeling right now. Definitely won't be doing that. I will not be doing a lot of racing. I believe I said that last week on this podcast as well. Not sure, but I'll say it again if I didn't. But I will not be racing that much because, yeah, I have the big one, the big world major coming up, Chicago. I couldn't be ever more excited about this race. I'm already am. So, but we got unfinished business, folks. We still have a couple of races. We still have Fargo and all that. Yeah, Fargo, North Dakota. I'm excited for that. Going back up north again for the second straight summer. Let's see. We got the Mile, Lawrence. I cannot wait to run down Mad Street. We'll see what we got for them boys next week. And then we'll see if we can get a sub 5 or not. Well, that's true. Well, that's two options. Well, we get a sub 5 or not, but we'll see if we can mix it up a little bit. We can see me a little bit more fresher. I think with a little more fresh legs, especially because you got to go hard. You got to go hard on the mile. So, yeah, there's going to be some fast guys out there for sure, like a 4.10. I know Noah's 4.10 on the road. Not sub 4 yet. He was like 4.07 at the championships last summer out here in KC. So, we'll see because that's one of the competitors right there to beat. That's the top dog right there right now for sure. Unless I don't know anybody else, but I'll find out for sure on next Sunday for sure. But I can't be more excited to turn the page. But this has been a tremendous weekend. This across the board. 20 squad roll out. Carolyn, myself, Haley, Jesse. Hope I didn't forget anybody there. Will. Oh my goodness. Oh, Will. Woo! Nice outfit, my friend. Nice outfit. Way to stand up, my guy. Shout out to him doing his thing with the Ultra World right now. Killing it, PRing it. Shout out to you, sir. Part of the 20 squad. Yep. I said it earlier. This is gonna be an interim nickname, so you're gonna like maybe like it, maybe not, but hey. EG3 Fast Eddie podcast, baby. We're gonna roll on this podcast for sure. So couldn't be any more excited, but just across the board, couldn't be more excited about the rest of this month. And then of course, obviously, Rock the Parkway right around the corner, folks. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, Rock the Parkway summary of last year is on this feed. So you interested and you're new to the podcast and wondering why is all this NASCAR content here? There is some running content on here from last year. Grandma's is on here. I think part one is on there. Bill Snyder for sure is on that. And Rock the Parkway for sure is on that. So if you're looking for any more past, you want to check out more of what EG3 did last year, you go find those episodes on the 3-Wide EG3 podcast feed right there as well. K-State, we'll end it with this. K-State basketball, Big 12 turning going down right now as I speak. I don't know the time offhand. K-State wins basketball, finished 24-6, right? Yeah, so finished 24-6. You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gruder III. A few more minutes on the show here, recording just fresh from the beard, 5K and 10K. I did a 10K this morning in Shawnee, Kansas, coming home in third, coming off of following a PR day yesterday, and yeah. My quads, yeah, they're short a little bit, but a little rest and everything else, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be okay. I'll be okay with that. But yeah, K-State basketball, women's basketball, it's been solid all year. Escaped West Virginia last night. They're going to be playing Texas at some point. Men's basketball, I think, advanced. Don't count me on that. They've had a adventure of a season for them. So, but both teams advancing. That's exciting for my alma mater, K-State University, there out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So, we'll see what happens moving forward. I don't know. They might be playing K-State men, I think for sure, might be playing right now as I wrap this podcast. So, see what we'll know the result when this comes out tomorrow night. And women's basketball, I think they got a run in them. I think they can go deep in the postseason. They got 5-0 back. Ayoka Lee, for those who don't know. She was out of line for some time this year, having a tremendous year, really a tremendous career at K-State. But they're not done yet. They're obviously going to be in the NCAA tournament. I was hoping to get out there for a couple of games, for at least a game, but it started early. So I'm late on that front right there, but it is what it is. But hey, you know, if they can get a couple of home games, K-State was basketball in a way that people out there are showing up, or at least for this year, it is, because look, this was a lifetime opportunity, once in a generation opportunity to come out. Now, in the past, obviously, you get these not so good crowds. I mean, you get decent crowds, but not the crowds that the girls are getting, and it's well deserved. So they got a chance to go deep, make a run, Sweet 16, maybe get to the Elite Eight, possibly. It's all about matchups, okay, for them. So we'll see what happens, but they're not done. They got unfinished business. We'll see if they can get past Texas here later on tonight there. So we'll see what happens there at the T-Mobile Center, a.k.a. Sprint Center, because I like to call it the Sprint Center because when I first came to K-State, this is one last thing, K-State, right, when I worked for the student radio station, those were my first games. It was at the time called the Sprint Center. And now they've named it like 10,000 times. I just don't know what they're going to call it, but it's right now the T-Mobile Center, but I call it Sprint Center for old time's sake there as well. So we'll see what happens with K-State basketball moving forward there. The men, regardless, unless somehow they morph into a different team and win the entire thing, they're NIT bound. So we'll just have to play things out. We'll see what cards are dealt with for those two squads here the rest of the weekend going into a new week here in March. The 3-Y Podcast with EG3 and get it wherever podcasts are found. If you guys are new to the podcast, I've been getting some comments and whatnot. Hey, Eddie, we love the show. We love that you bring the energy. And I do, man. I try to bring it every time. Try to be consistent with it. That's how I move on this podcast or anything, whether it's sports, calling Flint Hills games. And, oh, speaking of Flint Hills, I called Flint Hills basketball games for the last 6-7 years. They just won state. The girls did last weekend. So I want to give them a shout out on this podcast. I had something to do with that. No. Seriously though, they've been close and dear to my heart there. I have to give the boys that over at HL95 FM a shout out. Jerry Q, Daniel Hutchinson, Lyle Richards, for giving me the opportunity to share my voice with the school, the faculty, the members, the athletes everywhere. So I wanted to give them a shout out here on this particular episode there. But yeah, Flint Hills varsity girls basketball team won state last weekend. Congratulations to them. I definitely want to shout them out on this podcast. They have been a huge, along with the boys as well, they've been a huge kind of stepping stone in where I'm at currently today. So I thank you, Flint Hills Christian School. I'm definitely going to miss some games. I'm going to miss some games, but it's life, man. It's life. Life throws you some fastballs, life throws you changeups, curveballs, and all such. You just got to be ready for it. Just like today, be your 10K. You got to push. You got to push for every mile, even if it's not your best. If it's not what you want, you got to fight for it. That's what we did today, coming home in third as well. So I wanted to do that as well. But again, getting ADD here. Again, if you're new, this is your first time listening to this podcast, you love what you're hearing, you're enjoying the energy, you love enjoying listening to EG3 talk running amongst other things, please go ahead and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast there. I will be back next week for sure to recap the adventures in Lawrence. I cannot wait to get out there to represent Kansas City Smoke, and we'll see what we got in the road mile. We'll see what we got. So all right, folks, that's gonna wrap things up for another episode of 3-Y Podcast with EG3 Eddie Greer the Third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this, which turned out to be a nice late afternoon here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in. This will be out tomorrow night. Until then, we will talk to you next week. Until then, have a good week. Until then, this has been another edition of the 3-Y Podcast with EG3.